First of all, thank you for your coming. This work is done in University de Bhagatan Sud, France, Lorient, and with the help of my supervisor, Philippe Coussy, Cyril Chava, and Eric Martin. In this presentation, I present a newer technique for mapping data in memory-based architectures. And the application we have been utilizing is parallel-interleaver architecture, which is normally used in error correction coding. So as usual, we have four parts. First, we present our problem, and then we model our problem. And next, we prepare our algorithm that how we solve conflict-free memory mapping. And at last, we conclude our presentation with the future perspectives. So first is problem formulation, and first we describe application on which we apply our algorithm, which is the Turbo Codes, which is a high-performance forward error correction codes with the following characteristics. First of all, their performance is very close to the capacity of channels, and second, they use iterative decoding to approximate data. So what is the problem with iterative decoding? That we have to process data more than one time. So for high data rate applications, it is very slow, and to improve the throughput, we need parallel decoder architectures in which we have more than one processing elements, and similarly, we have equal number of memory banks, and then we have interconnection network between processing elements and memory banks to connect processors with memory. This architecture is good if at each time instance, all the processing elements always access different memory banks. But what happens if more than one processing element wants to access the same memory bank at the same time instance? In that case, conflict problem occurs, and due to this conflict problem, our latency increased. And similarly, we need a buffer, so we also increase our hardware cost, and the throughput has been reduced. So in this talk, we present a technique to remove this conflict problem for memory-based architectures. So first we formulate our problem, which is very simple. We have D data elements and P processing elements. And similarly, we have an equal number of memory banks here. And similarly, we have T time instances in which processors want to process these data elements, first in natural order and then in interleaved order, which is the requirement for the turbo decoder. So what is the problem? The problem is quite simple. We want to store data elements in memory banks in such a manner that at each time instance, all the processors access this data in the memory banks without any conflict. So here's a small example that we have been prepared and used in this talk. We have 12 data elements, and similarly we have 3 processing elements. And also we have 8 time instances, 4 for natural order and 4 for interleaved order, in which we processed our data. So first we give you what is the traditional approach to solve this problem. The traditional approach is to prepare a conflict access graph in which all the data elements have been represented by our nodes. And then we connect the nodes which we need to access in parallel. For example, at T1 we need to access 048. So we connect these nodes through the edges. Similarly, at T2 we need 1, 5 and 9, so we connect these nodes through the edges, and similarly we continue and we prepare our conflict access graph. So after the preparation of graph, we use a node coloring problem in which the nodes which have been connected to the same edge has been giving a different color. But what is the problem? The problem that the node coloring is NP complete, so we do not have any algorithm to find minimum node coloring. And if we have some heuristic, this heuristic cannot find a minimum node coloring, so we cannot find a minimum memory banks. Here we need 3 memory banks, but if we use node coloring approach, it is not always possible to find 3 memory banks. Another problem that node coloring is unable to find architecture-oriented memory mapping. For example, we have some specific interconnection network, and we want to map our data using this interconnection network. So these heuristics are unable to find this type of approach. So we tackle this proposal by introducing a transportation problem modeling of our problem. And using this technique, we can find architecture-oriented memory mapping if interleavers are allowed to find that. So here are memory constraints. First one is related to the conflict, which is quite normal that at each time instance, all the memory banks, the memory banks are represented with the colors. So all the memory banks should be different. And the second one is that these data should be mapped in one and only one memory bank. Here, both in natural interbit order, it should be always in the same memory bank. Here is red, so it always in the red memory bank at interbit order matrix. So now we talk about our modeling. So how we prepare our bipartite graph? First, we prepare our bipartite graph on which on one side we have all the time instances, on the other side we have all the data nodes, and we connect the time instances with the data nodes at which we need to process these data elements. For example, at T1 we need 048, so we connect this 048 with the time instance or time node T1. In that way, we continue and we connect all the data nodes with our time instances for natural order. Similarly, we continue and we connect 3.1 and 11 with the data time instance T5. And in that way, we construct our turbo bipartite graph. So there are some definitions and proofs. First definition is that with the semi-2 factor is a two regular graph with two y vertices where y is equal to the number of time vertices. And at each node, we have been incident with exactly two edges. Here you can see that all the nodes are incidented with two edges, which is represented as a bold lines here and here. And all the time nodes have been included in this subgraph. So this is a theorem or a corollary that if we have a degree 2k or 2k plus 1 at each time instance, then we have a k number of disjoint semi-2 factors. Here you can say, for example, in this example, we have a degree 3, so which means that we have a one semi-2 factor. So using these algorithms, and the proofs are written in the paper, so you can find these proofs in the paper. So now we convert our turbo bipartite graph into the transportation problem modeling, so we can find a conflict-free memory mapping. Transportation problem is quite simple. We have just like a bipartite graph. On one side we have a producer, and other side we have a consumers. And similarly, this is a representation of matrix. On each row we have a producer, and each column we have a consumers. So there are some variables. First one is the capacity of producer and consumer. Here we can put the capacity in front of the producer, and here we put the capacity of the consumer in front of it. So also we have a route between the sensors not working. Anyhow, so we have a route between producer and consumers, and also we have for each route we have a capacity of the route and also cost to transport each element of this route. For example, here you can see that producer one is can have a route between consumer J1 and G2, and also we have some variables X11, which is the capacity of the route, and O11, which is the cost to transport one element on this route. In that way, we prepare our transportation matrix and we put all the values here. Now we convert our turbo bipartite graph on this transportation matrix. We put the values here. Zero is all the data nodes are producers, and all the time nodes are consumers. So we have zero is connected with T1 and T6, so we give the values in the cell which is in front of T1 0 and T6 0. But now we have some optimization for hardware for our conflict-free memory mapping or hardware architecture. First one is at each time instance we can access only one data element, so we keep the capacity equal to one because we have one data element at each time instance. Similarly, since we are not considering the cost of interconnection network, so we can keep the cost value 1 for all the routes. Similarly, we continue at producer 1. We have a connection with T2 and T5, so we put the values in front of these consumers. In that way, we continue and compute our graph. Also, another variable which is important is the name of the processor which accesses the data elements at the time instance. But before... since we are finding a semi-2 factor, so all the supply of all the producers and demand of all the consumers have been giving a value of 2 because we are preparing a semi-2 factors. Now, for architecture-oriented mapping, we put a name of the processors also because we need this processor. For example, here, 0 need to be processed by processor P1, so we give the value of P1 in front in the root, which is connected with T1 and 0. In that way, we put all the processes and we call this matrix model of mapping problem. Since all the cost and capacity of the routes are equal, so we remove this one and only the processor's name would be remained in this matrix. So now we continue and our algorithm. Algorithm is quite simple. First we find a cycle. If the cycle is completed at each steps, we check whether it is completed or not. We find a semi-2 factor and then we remove the semi-2 factor and then we find a case semi-2 factors. If it is fine, then yes, the algorithm is completed. If not, then we can at each step we can go back and iteratively complete our algorithm. So here's our algorithm. The target interconnection network is barrel shifter. So we give first route memory bank B naught. And after the giving the memory bank, we can reduce the capacity of both producers and consumers. Here, since one memory bank is allocated, so the capacity of the both the producers and consumers have been reduced by one. Now we continue and we give a second memory bank to the processor, which is next, because we are constructing a barrel shifter network. So the next processor is P2, so we give a memory bank B1 to this processor. So now the capacity of the consumers T1 has been completed, so we can remove all the others producer which have been connected with this consumer. So 8 have been removed from this from the current semi-2 factor. Similarly, the second route has been assigned a similar memory bank, which connected with 4, in order to follow the second constraint that each data element should be mapped in one and only one memory bank. Now the capacity of the producer 4 is also completed. In that way, now we have to again have to follow the barrel shifter rule. So B1 have been allocated, P1 have been allocated a memory bank B1. So now for the next barrel shifter mapping, the next processor, the processor which is before the P1 has been allocated a memory bank B0. But the cycle is not completed, sorry. Here you can see that the processor which is before the P1 has a, which is P3. So we can assign a P3 a memory bank B0. In that way, similarly, now the demand of producer T7 is completed, so we can remove the other producers which have been connected with this consumer. And in that way, we have been continuing here. You can say that P2 is now assigned with B0, so the next processor, P3, have been assigned a memory bank, B1. And again, the demand is fulfilled, so we can remove the other. In that way, we continue and we apply our algorithm until the cycle is completed. Here you can see that the cycle is completed because there is no producer consumer with a value of 1 in our matrix. But you can see that the cycle is not completed because some producer's demand has left to be fulfilled. So we can go back and construct another cycle. Here you can, for constructing another cycle, we use the producers which have been already deleted. For example, here you can see that 7 is deleted and is connected with T4. So using this 7, we can allocate a memory bank to our processors. From here you can see that at 7, P1 in the producer T6, next to the P1, which is P2, has a memory bank allocation B0, which means that the P3, which is next to P0 in the producer 7, must be the same memory bank. So here, this P3 must be a same memory bank, which is B0. And now we can reduce the capacity of both producers and consumer by 1. In that way, we continue and we construct our second cycle. After the construction, you can see that the demand of all the consumers have been fulfilled, so which means that the semi-2 factor has been completed. So we can remove the semi-2 factor, and now you can see that only one route is connected with all the producers and consumers, which means that we need only third memory bank to allocate to all the routes. In that way, we have been, our algorithm is completed, and we find this memory mapping. Now we can transform. Here you can see 6 has a memory bank B1, so we can put 6 in the B1. So here is the representation, so you can see the barrel shifter architecture. You can see that green is always after red, so at every time instance, green is always after the red memory bank. So now for the conclusion, we solve a computationally hard memory mapping problem, and also we propose a transportation problem modeling to find architecture-oriented memory mapping. For future perspective, we keep the cost at each route once. So now we want to reduce the complexity of interconnection network. We want to give some value to these routes so that we can reduce the complexity. And also we want to extend this algorithm to other interconnection networks, such as Bell Shifter or De Bruijn. And since we are working on high-level synthesis, we are currently developing a tool which facilitates the construction of memory-based architectures and which generates conflict-free memory mapping and also interconnection architecture. And thanks for your question. Thank you for your attention.
Are there any questions for the speaker? Okay, let's thank the speaker.
Thank you.